With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate votes to reauthorize the U.S. surveillance law that was used by Democrats to spy on President Trump in 2016. The legislation, approved 60-34 shortly after midnight, would extend for 2 years a program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Following Iran's massive drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the United States must stand in solidarity with the Jewish state.
Our friends around the world are counting on us to have their back, you know, and especially a country like Israel, who's always under attack. They can take care of themselves, but they need our support and help because there are other countries in the world that want to undermine Israel.
Scalise was interviewed on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, heard on many of these stations this weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, some Tesla vehicles are being recalled.
The recall involves about 3,900 2024 Cybertrucks. Tesla says the accelerator pedal can become stuck, potentially causing the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. According to a filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or deaths related to the issue. Owners need to contact Tesla. The company says it will replace or repair the accelerator pedal assembly for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
BNSF railway attorneys tell Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swedish Parliament passes a law lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. No longer required is a gender dysphoria diagnosis, defined by medical professionals as psychological distress experienced by those who want to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Well, the Dow was up Friday, but the other two market indexes were not as fortunate, with tech stocks in particular taking a tumble.
The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% Friday to close out its third straight losing week. The NASDAQ tumbled 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was an outlier and rose 0.6%. Supermicro Computer lost more than a fifth of its value. NVIDIA was the single heaviest weight on the S&P 500. Helping to limit the market's losses was American Express, which rose after reporting stronger than expected profit for its latest quarter. Fifth Third Bancorp also rose after it likewise topped expectations. Damian Troisi, New York.
New Jersey lawmakers are considering a proposal to establish a stand-your-ground law that would expand the use of force when acting in self-defense. More details at srnnews.com.